It was quite frustrating sitting at that meeting and listening to the Fianna Fáil councillors asking and giving out about how Donegal only got two million. But like at the end of the day, it's their government that decided that. So I put it to them, like, you know, do you not correspond with your TDs? And why is you have two TDs elected in Donegal? Are they not fighting for Donegal? Why did they let Donegal only get 2 million? Like, we got 2 million, which is the lowest that you could get. So we're on par with other counties. We're on par with other counties like Leitrim. Like, and when you compare the population difference, and when you think about Donegal as well, we have a different crisis going on with the defective blocks. So you would think we would get a bit more given that. But so it was just shocking. Like, and it was just really hard to listen to them asking, like, and giving out about that it was so low, when they're the ones that are in government.
It is exasperating. There's a lot of, I suppose, different point of views in the chamber whenever it comes to the housing meetings. We've seen the 100% redress people, or party, sorry, left because they felt the same way. But for you as a young person trying to get a house of some description, it's very difficult.
Yeah, exactly. It's very difficult. And it's just, you feel like everybody else in the chamber is a bit out of touch at times. Because although there is housing going on at the minute and we are building, we haven't been building for years, and that's having an effect on all of us now. The people that are getting housed now is mainly homeless people, which as they should be getting housed, and then other people, you know, they've been on the housing waiting list 8 to 10 years. So anybody like that's on the housing waiting list, it's only on about 2 or 3 years. They know it's going to be a few years before they get allocated a house. And it's very frustrating when you're in there and you see the lack of progress that had been done for years and that it's only starting now.
There was a presentation on homelessness as well during that meeting, and I suppose the fear is that homelessness is going to spike in Donegal once defective houses need to be tumbled to be rebuilt.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely will, because, you know, there's nowhere for them to even go privately to rent at the moment. It's just not available. So it's just, it's so difficult. And like what we're seeing with homeless figures is when we're building new houses, we are giving them to people who are homeless, but our homeless figure isn't decreasing because people are becoming homeless all the time and we're not doing enough to prevent that. And this will have a knock-on effect as well of only getting the 2 million, because that will be less people that we can save from homelessness.